KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
We have light rain or sprinkles and 62 degrees in Atlantic. We look for occasional showers and thunderstorms today through midday, a high around 76. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Wellcove Home Health of Red Oak. Experience the spirit of Wellcove. In state news, there's been a noticeable drop in farm income in Iowa this year, but the rest of the state's economy is more than making up for that. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
The state of Iowa collected nearly $970 million in gross tax receipts in May. There's been only one other month in Iowa history when more taxes were taken in by the state. That was back in May of 2013. State tax receipts for the past 11 months are more than 6% higher than during the same period in the previous fiscal year. Iowans have paid nearly 22% more in personal income taxes to the state. That growth in salaries and wages more than makes up for the dip in farm income. I'm O.K. Henderson.
An Atlantic man was arrested Monday on a trespassing charge. Police said yesterday 33-year-old Roberto Rivera was taken into custody and booked into the Cass County Jail. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Department Bomb Disposal Squad was called to a home at 22529 Tammy Circle in Council Bluffs Monday evening. Sergeant Jason Lee Master with the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office said the call about a suspicious device came in at around 6:50 p.m.
Young lady there found that her late husband had a grenade in an old wood footlocker. They did not know if it was live, so we ended up sending the bomb squad out there to just verify. And it looks like they brought it back here to the sheriff's office, and it's in the bomb bunker.
The device, which was described as being a flat green in color pineapple-shaped object with some blue paint on it, will be stored for safekeeping until it can be destroyed. It's not clear whether the grenade was live or inert, but only for practice. There are no injuries reported. Council Bluffs Fire Department spokesman Justin James reports 15 members of the Iowa Hazardous Materials Task Force were activated this past weekend to assist the USDA with the monitoring of biosecurity, cleaning, and decontamination activities at infected premises and landfills impacted by the avian influenza outbreak. Members of the task force are employed by fire departments from the cities of Council Bluffs, Burlington, Cedar Rapids, Muscatine, and Sioux City. James says, in addition, Captain Mike Cheney of the Cedar Rapids Fire Department Hazmat and Special Operations Team provided technical assistance to the USDA in developing the cleaning and decontamination procedures for use at those impacted sites and landfills. Nine Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship staff members are also assisting at infected premises to help monitor biosecurity, cleaning, and decontamination activities. On a related note, officials with the Mills County Emergency Management Agency said Monday that government officials in the county are closely monitoring the arrival of bird waste at the Luss Hills landfill, which began last Saturday with 11 trucks bringing 21 loads for burial. Iowa officials are investigating two more potential cases of bird flu in the state. The Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship said Tuesday it was responding to two probable cases of bird flu in farms in Clay and Hamilton counties. If the disease is confirmed, birds of the affected farms will be euthanized. A farm in Clay County houses young chickens that are not yet laying eggs. It has an estimated 1.1 million birds. The turkey farm in Hamilton County has an estimated 18,000 birds. As of June the 1st, there have been more than 60 confirmed cases of bird flu in Iowa. The agency says the total number of affected poultry is nearly 30 million. The Atlantic City Council is set to act on accepting bids for the Troublesome Creek Bridge project as part of the connector trail to the Schulberg Recreation Area. Action on the resolution accepting bids for the project, along with the setting of the bid letting date as June the 30th, will take place during the council's regular meeting this evening beginning at 5:30 and will follow a presentation from Snyder & Associates engineer Dave Sturm on the plans and details for the project. In other business, the council will act on awarding a contract for repairs to the street and storm sewer line at 14th and Lynn Streets to McCarthy Trenching in the amount of $27,800. The repairs are urgently needed since there is a sinkhole forming in the area. The job includes replacement of a failing pipe as well as an intake. The Atlantic City Council is also expected to set the date for a public hearing on an urban renewal plan amendment. as legal counsel has advised the Boost Building and Construction LC development project on Ash Street does not require the city to issue bonds. Instead, City Administrator John Lund says the city can set up an internal loan for the project, which qualifies as debt and allows the city to set up a TIF district to repay itself, which he says will save the city money and simplify the process. The council is also expected to act on a resolution setting the salaries and wages for city employees effective July the 1st and authorize Mayor Dave Jones to enter into a marketing agreement with Utility Service Partners Incorporated for the service line warranty program, which does not cost the city anything and purportedly gives residents an affordable utility line repair solution while at the same time educating homeowners about their water and sewer line responsibilities. The agreement would pay the city an annual royalty of 50 cents per month per paid warranty contract with residential customers. And the council will hear from John Lund with regard to the city's first annual tax report, which is intended to explain the general nature of property taxes and how Atlantic compares to other communities our size in the state, along with how the tax burden has changed over time. The news was brought to you by Wellcove Home Health of Red Oak at 1600 Summit in Red Oak. Give them a call at 712-623-2500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.